Sometimes, if you listen really hard, you can almost hear it.
Our first ever instant star is...
Jared, girl, you're the real thing.
That moment your life changes.
It's about a girl who is just about to fly off and see the world.
Forever.
Jude Harrison!
Welcome to The Breakdown, an Instant Star Rewatch podcast. I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Sam, as always.
And I'm here with the beautiful Chloe.
And today, we are recapping Instant Star episode 105, You Can't Always Get What You Want, which is very true, you can't.
No.
Original air date, February 13th, 2005, or if you're in the USA, July 22nd, 2005. Do you want to read your Amazon Prime synopsis?
Sure. It says, Jude's finally starting to feel comfortable at G major and more than comfortable with Tommy when her word and producer are yanked out from under her thanks to the arrival of 17-year-old hip-hop sensation Shay.
Okay. Yeah, mine's pretty similar. The Wikipedia synopsis. Just when Jude is feeling comfortable at G major and with Tommy, her world turns upside down when she learns that Tommy has to produce a single for Shay, in parenthesis, known as S to the H to the A to the Y, the nephew of the famous hip-hop producer Darius. After Jude gets downright honest and blunt with Shay, she is forced to apologize. But then Shay serenades her at his concert.
Nice.
Something I discovered yesterday is because I watched my episodes on YouTube, the YouTube description is different a third time.
Oh, wow.
So we have three different synopsises happening.
Fun.
What were your thoughts on this episode?
It's funny because once again, my thoughts and opinions were totally different watching it and analyzing it now than all the other times I had before. I actually enjoyed it this time around. I didn't find it so much as a filler episode.
Well, I think we thought last week's episode was a filler episode this time.
Yeah.
This one just felt like it was kind of back to being full of drama and things.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And I like the introduction of the new character of Shay, just because I feel like, and this is where it gets tricky because I have seen the series so many times, but this time watching it with new eyes, I'm like, I can't let my previous opinions of him overshadow watching it now. So I'm taking it as this is the first time I'm meeting him. And so, like, as of right now, I like him.
Okay, because we'll get into this because, again, for anyone listening, we're trying to watch the show like we've never seen it, like we don't know what happens.
Yes.
So I was watching this, trying to pretend I don't know what happens.
I was too, it was really hard.
Yeah, I was like, and we'll get into the character of Shay, like, in a second, but I was like, is this my true feelings for this character, or is it because I know what happens?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not entirely sure. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, it's like, I want to say right now, as watching it as the first time ever, I like him, but
yeah,
like
don't.
I don't know if I really like him, or if I'm just trying really, really hard not to let my emotions and what I know affect what I already know about him.
Yeah.
And let that taint my judgment.
Yeah, it's difficult.
It really is, because especially in this episode, he seems really sweet.
I disagree, though.
I mean, he seems controlling and kind of very much full of himself. But I think he seems, like, kind of sweet. I think he's kind of trying to find his way And so I like the introduction of him. But I like again,
it. Sorry, you go.
I don't know if I'll. It's really hard to say if I like him as a character or if I am just looking at it as, okay, I've never seen this show before. I'm not letting my previous emotions about this character taint my emotions about him now.
Yeah, I like the introduction of him because I like what it brings out in Tommy, and I'm sure we'll discuss this. And it just adds a new dynamic because up to this point, we've got Jude, who, like it or not, really likes Tommy, but can't do anything. We have Tommy, who really likes Jude, but can't do anything. We have Jamie, who's just like, has loved Jude since he was however old, but can't or won't do anything. And then we have Kat, who is in love with Jamie, but also won't do anything. So all these characters are like stuck. And then this new character comes in and isn't stuck about anything. He just, regardless of if you like him, he knows what he wants and he just does whatever he feels.
Yeah.
Interestingly, we didn't see Sadie at all.
No. No Sadie.
She had a big episode last week.
Yeah.
So what was your recap?
My recap says, so Jude and Tommy are working on a song. Darius shows up to talk about Shay's song. Jude and G major crew meet Shay. Shay openly flirts with Jude. Jude gets sent to Studio C, the broom closet. She and Shay batter through the wall. Shay comes to talk to Jude and later sends one of his boys to ask out. Jude and Shay fight. Jude has to say sorry at his show. And then she goes on a date with him. Tommy calls when he's openly convenient. And she jumps and runs to Tommy. And then her and Tommy kind of have a disagreement. And then at the end, Shay wants to leave G major, but after Jude asks him to be on her song, he suddenly decides he wants to record the whole album with Tommy and at G major. And this episode ends with Jude and Shay recording Waste My Time.
Yeah, that's a good recap. And what I found interesting is normally through an episode, you hear bits and pieces of whatever the song is. Mm-hmm. But kind of by the end of the episode, you've heard the majority of it. But this episode, we barely heard Waste My Time.
Right.
I think we actually hear more of it next episode.
Because
I found it hard to kind of rate the song. I was like, well, I mean, I know my feelings about the song.
Right.
But if we're rating it from like what we've just heard in the episode, we didn't really hear a lot.
Right. Like if I rated it based on what I heard on the episode, my rate would be totally different.
Higher or lower?
It would be way lower because we didn't hear that much.
Okay. Yeah, but I'm interested to hear what you think the song is.
But knowing what the song is and how much I enjoy the song, I went ahead with my initial, well, I just rate the song in general because of how much I like the song. So it's interesting.
Yeah. Well, I had like a similar thing for the recap. Jude and Tommy seem to be on good terms. Obviously, after last week where they fought and they didn't apologize, but whatever. That's their thing.
I mean.
So yeah, they're on good terms. I don't really understand, but whatever. They're rehearsing a new song. Darius wants to hire Tommy to record a song for his nephew, Shay. Jude is not happy about Tommy producing Shay and doesn't understand why G major is going crazy for Shay's arrival. Shay arrives and is immediately interested in Jude. And although at first Jude isn't really interested, Shay quickly charms her and they have immediate chemistry. But I also said they both have big attitudes, because I think they do.
Mm-hmm.
Shay asked Jude out on a date through his entourage. Jude isn't happy about that and calls Shay out in front of everyone. Shay asks for an apology in person before his show, or he'll walk from G major. Meanwhile, in the real world, Kat and Jamie are at school like normal people, and Jamie agrees to help Kat with her science project until he gets invited to Shay's show with Jude. Honestly, can we talk about Jamie's lack of care for his friendship with Kat?
I know. I'm just like, poor Kat.
Like, sure, I'll help you. Oh, wait, no, I can't. It was so sad, like, seeing her totter off with the massive volcano.
Bigger than her.
Yeah. Jude and Jamie go to Shay's show. And before she has a chance to apologize, Shay serenades her with a song and wants to take her out for dinner. Jude wonders if Tommy is jealous about Shay, and Kat is just annoyed that Jamie is obsessing over Jude instead of her. Shay surprises Jude by turning up at her school and wants to show Jude that he's more than just a hip-hop guy. In Jamie and Kat world, Jamie apologizes to Kat for bailing on her. He suggests inviting Jude over so they can all help with the project, but also so that Kat can talk Jamie up to Jude. Kat angrily tries to show Jamie that he's into the wrong girl, but instead destroys her science project. Georgia tells Tommy that Jude and Shay are on their date and hints that Tommy should be more thrilled at the news than he is, unless, of course, it's because he wants Jude's total attention. Shay books out a whole movie theater for his date with Jude, and it appears to be working, but their date is interrupted when Tommy asks Jude to come and work on their song. Jude literally jumps at the chance to hang out with Tommy. Jamie fixes Kat's science project, but is more focused on winning Jude's affections. Kat gets tired of Jamie not understanding that she likes him and kisses him, much to his surprise. Jude and Tommy listen to the new mix of their song, but Tommy would prefer to warn Jude about Shay. He says that Shay isn't a good idea, and Jude walks out, but not before she makes Tommy jealous, saying that her and Shay were on a date.
On a date.
Tommy finishes Shay's single, and Shay is getting ready to leave G major. Jude propositions Shay to stay. Shay to stay is a really hard sentence to say.
Yeah.
By suggesting that they work on a song together. Shay agrees. Tommy will produce his whole album, and Jude and Shay record Waste My Time together. I love how it always kind of cuts back to the real world. Like, Jamie and Kat are like the constant real life storyline.
Yes. But so go ahead.
I liked their storyline a little better than the last episode.
Yes. I felt like they actually had a purpose this time.
Yeah. Yeah. Last week they were just like driving and walking.
Yeah. Last week they were just there.
Yeah.
I didn't understand why.
Yeah. Sorry, what were you going to say?
So, question. What do you think of the whole Shay wanting Jude to apologize? Do you think it was actually Shay wanting it, or it was Darius wanting Jude and G major to play his game?
So, I think it was Darius, because he was in the room when Jude was calling him out. Yeah. And she actually said, I didn't want you to apologize.
Yeah. Well, and Darius had made little comments throughout the episode to, like, Tommy about how same old Tommy wanting to waste my money, and how he told Georgia, oh, I have lots of zeros and stuff like that. Like, making sure everybody knew he was the big guy. He was the top dog.
Yeah, and he was also the only one who didn't like the mashup, like in the two studios.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you have for the episode theme? Because I always struggle with finding a theme, and then you're like, oh, I thought it was this, and it's always perfect.
I actually struggled with this.
Well, I had that it was I'm not sure how you would compact this into a theme, but I thought that the episode was all about seeing people for who they really are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Shay wants you to see him as more than a hip-hop artist. Kat wants Jamie to see her as more than a friend. And Tommy wants you to see that Shay is just, like, messing with her.
Yeah.
So seeing people's true colors, maybe. What did you have?
Yeah, that's definitely... I think that's the theme, is seeing people for who they really are. And it's almost like... I think it's interesting because Shay is wanting Jude to see him as, like, a real boy, where Tommy is wanting Jude to see Shay as, like, the hip-hop guy.
Who just messes with girls. And
yeah.
So what are your thoughts on... I mean, we'll get into likes and dislikes and everything, but before that, what are your thoughts on how Tommy is behaving in this episode? Because I really liked it.
I did too. Like, I liked it a lot better as, you know, the late teenager, early 20-year-old who was watching it. Because I was like, oh, he's jealous. And as a 30-year-old woman, I'm like, dude, I would smack you.
Yes.
Smack you across the face right now because you're not getting in your way, so you're pouty. Yeah. But it's like, it's nice to see that he cares, but I'm like, he's so just confusing.
He is. What's interesting is I feel like this episode we can see Tommy looking at Shay and literally seeing, like, a version of himself when he was in Boys Attack, probably.
Yeah.
Like, oh, here's Shay, he's, like, this womanizer, hip-hop guy. Well, I was that guy, so I know exactly what his game is.
Yeah.
But I guess he's confusing because he's always blowing hot and cold. Like, last week he made out with Jude's sister, and now...
Yeah.
Now he's doing this.
And I think the thing with Tommy is he sees a lot of himself in Shay. Like, yeah. You were saying. Exact. You know, I think that's a big part of it. And in respect to that, I think by him seeing himself in Shay, he's seeing what he used to do to Barnes through Jude.
Yeah.
And he is realizing how many people he hurt and he caused pain to by what he used to do, because he knows what Shay's going to do and he knows Jude's going to get hurt.
Yeah, and also I think that ties in with, like, I know people don't like Jude and Tommy as a couple, but I think even in this episode, it shows that Tommy's feelings for Jude, as confusing as they are, they're more than just him wanting to, like, mess with her. Like, he truly cares about her deep enough to want to protect her from someone like Shay.
Yeah. Well, and I've been thinking about this, too. There was a line, I meant to bring it up last episode, but it works for this one, too. Tommy said... And Hey Sister, that when they were talking about the story of the song, that the girl knew the guy. She knew they were going to hook up and she knew that it was going to get messy.
Mm.
And at the time, it just kind of rolled off my back. But then, especially tonight, you know, as I was watching this episode to prepare for this podcast, that kept playing over in my head. She knew they were going to hook up. She knew it was going to get messy. Almost like he said it last week, almost like that was an excuse for him and Sadie to go to cross that line.
Mm.
If and when they do. But I think now even plays into he doesn't want that line to get crossed between Jude and Shay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so he's seeing how it works both good and bad.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting. I had so many likes for this episode.
Yes.
You go first.
I freaking love EJ. Like, the more...
Oh, no, I don't.
No?
No, she's like... my dislike.
Like, I don't like that she is a fangirling over the whole thing. But one of my favorite parts is when Georgia comes into the studio to tell Tommy that Jude's on a date with Sadie. With Sadie. That would be weird. That would be a whole different type of podcast to go into. When Georgia comes in to tell Tommy about the date between Shay and Jude, she said that EJ was so happy she literally cried.
Yeah.
I just busted out laughing because I'm like, EJ is a fangirl.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know
if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But yeah,
I liked that bit, but I did not like her attitude in this episode.
No. She seemed like a crazy fangirl, like a shipper, and was like, go, 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 so cute, so happy. And I'm like, first of all, are you a publicist?
Yeah.
You should be warning her and protecting her and not pushing her into things just to get more... Which, I mean, I know that's your job, but still protect your artists.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, like, just taking the new eyes off of this episode, if anybody actually ships Jude and Shay as a couple, who are you and...
What are you doing?
Just as an aside.
Yes, just a little inside thought.
Yeah.
House.
What did you have for your likes and dislikes? Likes. If anyone can hear that on the mic, this is my cat trying to get into my office and he's not allowed. So if you hear that, I apologize.
But it's the cutest cat in the world.
He is.
My likes were Tommy's attitude.
Same.
Yes. I like the realness of the Jamie and Kat this episode. Still not a huge Jamie fan.
Yeah, I liked Kat in this episode, not Jamie.
Yes, I like Kat. I don't know if I'm ever gonna like Jamie. I'm still really trying to this time through, and it's just not happening.
I did say he redeems himself a lot further down the track.
Yes. And I have no regrets about that. And it doesn't help my little brother's name is Jamie because too many Jamies in my life.
I have no Jamies, so.
I just have too many. Let's see, and I like that there was a lot more music in this one, it seemed like.
Yeah. Yeah, like you heard less of the song, but there was more music.
Yeah, I think it's because we got like some of the Shay music, we got some of Jude's music. And then I like the realness of like Kat warning about her school grade.
Yeah.
So that's about it for me.
I had a few likes. Superficially, I love the outfit Jude wears to Shay's show, like the leather jacket and the cap.
Yes. Oh, I forgot the classic Love the Wardrobe and makeup.
Her makeup is always amazing.
Yes, I'm jealous.
I actually asked Alex in my interview with her about her makeup for Instant Star, and she did say who did her makeup. I can't remember who it was.
Oh.
But I loved the introduction monologue for the episode about the punk princess rocking a musical kingdom.
Yes.
I just like how that was done. Jude being clingy again with Tommy. Again, she says, Tommy, you're mine. That's twice now.
Yes.
I loved Jude sticking up for herself with Shay, like when they first met, and Shay was like, oh, are you my new backup singer? And Jude's like, no, I sing my own songs.
Yes.
I loved the Jude and Shay mashup between the studios. I thought that was really cool.
Yes, A plus on that. I love that.
Loved Tommy's protectiveness / jealousy over Jude and Shay. Or Jude.
Yes.
And then my last, like, oh no, I loved Jude just not even hesitating to leave the date with Shay. Like, yeah, I like you, but Tommy called, so I'm just going to go now. And at the end where Tommy literally leans over to Jude in the studio to warn her about Shay. I was like, dude, you're getting pretty close.
Personal space.
But as a Jommy fan, I was like, yeah, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. As a Jommy fan, totally go for it. As a person, personal space.
And then I only had two dislikes. EJ's attitude, I just thought she was really mean to Jude.
Yes.
Like, Shay equals dollars in the bank while you equal an expense. I was like, oof.
I'm like, that's cold.
And then my dislike was Shay because I just feel like watching it in my 30s, I can, and again, I can't tell if this is because I know what happens or if it's because I'm watching it as an older woman, girl. But watching it now, I feel like I can see that he doesn't really care about Jude. He's like Tommy does.
Yeah.
So Shay is my dislike. Did you have any dislikes?
Shay.
Really?
Yes, it's so weird because it's like as much as I like him and all that, I dislike him too. Because like as you said, as an older woman rewatching this, I can see just how not good he is.
Like, he's charming and that he's everything that a girl would fall for. He's famous, he's charming. And he's into you.
But, like, as you get older and as you grow up, you know what warning signs to look for.
Yeah, he's just a big red flag to me.
Yes, I was like, red flag, red flag, red flag.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny how, like, we both like the introduction of his character because it spices things up. But then we're also like, actually, he sucks.
Yeah. But what's funny, though, is also at the same time with Tommy, I have a bunch of red flags, too. But I'm like, I would never give up on Tommy and Jude.
Tommy is going to be really interesting to like, deep dive and dissect.
Yes, I'm so excited to like get to later later seasons and stuff because I'm just like, oh, to pick apart Tommy is going to be fun.
Yes, and we're saying this as massive Tommy fans.
Yes, as huge Tommy fans, guys.
Should we get into our funnies? I had two.
Okay.
My first funny. What I noticed this, so I watch it on YouTube on the official channel, and someone had actually commented, so I'm stealing their funny because I read it before I watched the episode and then I noticed it in the episode. When Shay walks into the broom closet studio with the cereal bowls, it's like the ratio of milk to cereal is insane.
I honestly put as my WTF moment, does Shay even put milk in his cereal?
when I have cereal, it's like, you know, cereal and then like a gallon of milk.
Yes. That's so funny.
So should we have that as a funny or what the fuck?
I think we do it as both.
Yes. I was like, your cereal is just like raw cereal in your bowl.
Yes. That is so funny.
And then my other funny is Tommy's reaction when they're at Shay's show and Shay says, I wrote it for you, girl. And Tommy's in the background and he's just like, oh my God.
Yes. I just put down Tommy's reactions at Shay's show.
Yeah.
Because he's like,
like, dude, you're using every line in the book.
He just made so many faces. I was like, Tommy, I love you.
Tommy's facial expressions, to me, are like he's running through his mind saying, damn, like, I've used that line before and it just sounds terrible now.
Yeah. Like, shit, I tried that one time and yeah, that was really bad.
What were your funnies?
I put Cat's Volcano just because baking soda compared to baking powder. I'm like,
yeah.
And then I put Tommy's facial reactions. Just what?
At the show or?
Yeah, at the show. Yeah.
So funny. I just love how he's like, yeah, I've used all of these lines before.
Yep. Like, I tried that. And it's still just as bad.
Yeah. Or maybe he's like, oh my God, I used that before and it didn't work, but it seems to be working.
Yes. What did I do wrong?
What were your what the fuck moments?
Freaking say cereal.
Yes. We shall add that to both.
I just put, does Shay even use milk in his cereal? What the hell?
Yes. So crazy. It also made me really want to have cereal, and I don't have.
Yes! I'm sitting here at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, like, oh my God, now I want some cereal.
I don't buy cereal because if I do, I'll just eat like the whole box in a day.
Mmm. That's why I don't keep cereal in my house.
Same. Was that your only what the fuck moment?
Yes. I got so hung up on the cereal.
I have a few. Why is Jude's message tone like a full ringtone? Like, I know that's because it's a TV show, but her phone is literally ringing. So I'm like, oh, Tommy's calling her. Awesome.
Yes.
She like opens the flip phone. And it's just a text message. And his full, Tommy's like full face is on the text message. Like, I've never had a phone where somebody's picture is part of the text message.
No.
Is that even a thing?
No.
I was like, what is happening? When has Tommy ever had to pick Jude up off the floor after a heartbreak? Where he's like, I'll be left picking you up off the floor as usual. I'm like, hang on a minute. We're 5 episodes in. Nothing has happened.
And I mean, the heartbreak that does come is not going to be you picking her up off the floor.
No. I literally couldn't fathom what he was talking about. I guess he probably doesn't even know either. But
no, I think
he feels like he always has to rescue Jude from life.
Yeah.
And then my last what the fuck moment is, it's not really a what the fuck moment, but I'm going to use it anyway. What history do Tommy and Georgia have? They seem way closer than just like a work relationship. Like, Georgia tells Tommy about the date Jude is on, and she just automatically knows that he's into Jude. It's like, oh, yeah, so you just want Jude's attention. That's not just a working relationship.
No.
And Tommy said in, like, the first episode, Georgia's a friend.
Yeah. So Georgia is one of those people I think has a lot of history with a lot of people.
Darius as well.
Darius, EJ, and Tommy. And we never get to freaking find out because after season one, her and EJ just disappear.
Yeah, that's going to be a what the fuck moment for season two.
It is. That's going to be my first what the fuck moment for season two. Is where did EJ and Georgia disappear to?
I feel like there's so many unanswered season one questions. Maybe you're never meant to find out what history Tommy and Georgia have or anything. But I just thought it would have been interesting to find out.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into our heroes and villains. Who was your hero?
I had a really hard time with this one.
Who was your villain?
My villain wasn't quite as hard, but I just kind of picked somebody. I had it narrowed down between Shay and Darius, and then I just kind of went like any meeny miny moe, and it landed on Shay, so I put Shay.
I had Shay too.
But my hero, I decided to end up going with Tommy.
Same, we're in agreement.
Yay!
Now, I do feel like Tommy's being very genuine this episode. Like, maybe it's because he has ulterior motives and he wants Jude for himself, but I also feel like he can't be with Jude, but he's still trying to protect her.
Yeah.
And Shay's my villain because I just think he's disingenuous.
Red flags. So many red flags.
Someone needs to make a meme of Shay and just like, red flags.
Yes.
Okay, let's get into our song review for Waste My Time. What do you rate Waste My Time out of 10?
Okay, so based on what we heard in the episode, I would give it a 5.
Oh, I gave it a 6.
Really? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I give it a 6, but I don't really like the song. So my rating probably isn't going to improve ever.
I was going to say, but based on the song, I give it a 7.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I just think it kind of goes in the same bucket for me as I'm in Love With My Guitar and It Could Be You.
Hmm.
But you like it.
Yeah.
Why? I'm genuinely curious.
I actually like the rapping part of it. Like, I really like Shay's part of it. Like, I mean, I like my music taste is very much like Ed Sheeran, Taylor Swift, Alex Johnson,
Pink
in 80s. But I do like some rap, not a lot of it. But when you take my main music taste and mix it with stuff that I normally usually like it. Like, I love the song Closer by the Chainsmokers. I love, it's a Post Malone song with Harsley. Die For Me.
Oh, I don't listen to Post Malone. I don't know that.
Oh my God. Like, it's one of my all-time favorite songs.
Really? Okay.
I love Harsley. She's so good.
Oh, same. Yeah.
So I got the song because of her, but once I heard that song, I just fell in love with it. So I really like the different styles of music meshing together, like the mashup.
Yeah, that's what I do. That is the aspect I like. Like, we see Jude's music in a slightly different way, which is cool. But I feel like when you compare Waste My Time to 24 Hours, which I think is an amazing song.
Oh, 24 24 hours, hands down.
So, like, we kicked off season one with 24 hours and Let Me Fall, which were amazing.
Yeah.
And then we kind of dipped with I'm in Love with My Guitar and It Could Be You. And I feel like we're kind of coming back up with Waste My Time. I don't know. I feel like season one is like a roller coaster of good and not so good songs.
I know my, like, 9 and 10 are coming up. That's why I'm holding out.
Yeah, same. And also, I'm just a really harsh song critic. Like, if I give a song 10, then you know it's
a good song. But, like, I know for 100%, I know which two songs are my 9 and 10. So I know I'm holding out for those.
Yes. Wait. I know I can think of one. I'm trying to think of the other one. I'll be surprised. Okay, let's get into pop culture. This episode, so compared to last episode, which had no pop culture, I found 8 pop culture references. I had to pause it so many times. I was like, oh my God. Did you have any?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I'll run through pop culture. So first of all, as always, the episode title is a lyric from a song.
Right.
You Can't Always Get What You Want is a Rolling Stones song, which, as bad as that sounds, I actually didn't know that.
That was like the one I knew, but I forgot to write it down.
The You Can't Always Get What You Want was, or is, by the Rolling Stones, released in 1969. Jude says to Tommy about her new song, what do you think about a new pornographer's vibe? I was like, I literally had to pause it and rewind it so many times to hear what she said. I was like, I don't understand what she's saying. I did some digging, and the New Pornographers are a Canadian indie rock band formed in 1997. Okay. I learned something new. Jude says to Shay, I'll ask around at my next Mensa meeting. Mensa is a high IQ society, which I didn't know either.
No.
So I guess that was Jude saying that she thinks she's more, she has a more high IQ than Shay, maybe. Which he proves incorrect by completing that maths equation. Yeah. Jamie says to Kat, try baking soda, Marie Curie. Marie Curie was a Polish physicist and chemist who conducted pioneering research on radioactivity. I knew who she was, but I didn't know she did that.
Right.
Shay says to Jude, I heard your new demo. It's Avril Meek's More Avril. Avril Lavigne is a Canadian singer-songwriter who I feel like was having her peak fame around this time of Instant Star. Mm-hmm. Love Avril Lavigne.
Yes!
And I thought it interesting that that line was in the episode, and then at the beginning, Jude said in the monologue about being a punk princess. I was like, yeah, this is obviously peak Avril Lavigne.
Yeah.
Kat says to Jamie that she found some DVDs, Dante's Peak, Fire on a Mountain, and Gigi. Dante's Peak is a 1997 American disaster film starring Pierce Brosnan and Linda Hamilton. Great movie. Fire on a Mountain, I think, is a 1997 made-for-television disaster film. Gigi, I don't know what Kat is saying there. I researched it for literally 10 minutes. I don't know what that film is. I can't find it.
It's a Jennifer Lopez, like, movie blockbuster flop. It did so
Does it have bad. Ben Affleck in it?
Yes.
So I found that, but it has no correlation to volcanoes.
No. So I think the flop is like a disaster.
I just wondered why she said it if it had no reference to volcanoes.
Yeah.
So it's terrible? I've never seen it.
I haven't seen it, but it's from everything I read, it's just absolutely terrible. It's a disaster.
Okay.
It's never been made.
Cool. I was just like, I don't get the correlation. I don't understand. Jude says to Kat, Tommy went all bodyguard to keep us apart. I'm not sure if she was referencing Bodyguard, the film, but I'm going to say that she was. So Bodyguard is a 1992 romantic thriller film starring Kevin Costner and Whitney Houston. Oh, I love that movie. So good.
So good.
And then my last pop culture is Jude says to Shay, I didn't figure you for a mathlete. A mathlete being a person who competes in mathematics competitions. That episode had a lot of pop culture.
Yes.
Like, wow.
Yes.
Okay, let's get into our favourite quotes. I have two.
Okay.
I always have to include a Jommy quote somewhere. But you go first.
Mine is just, like, the opening dialogue.
The monologue.
Yes. And then, I don't know why, because we talked about this earlier, but where Tommy's like, and I'm going to be left picking up the pieces again. And I'm like, I don't know what pieces you're talking about, picking up off the floor, but I love that quote.
He's foreshadowing without even knowing.
Yes.
Well, I had two. When Jude says to Shay, handle what? A beatbox who needs his stylist to lay out his jammies every night. I bet you couldn't even compile a grocery list without Darius holding your hand.
Yes.
Burn.
Yes.
And then when Jude says to Kat, it's not that easy to get over Tommy. When I'm with Tommy, I feel like I can do anything. I was like, oh.
I was like, oh, my Tommy.
That really rings true for Jude's feelings for him, basically throughout the entire show.
Yes.
Okay, let's get into hashtag iconic. I had three, but maybe I'll just narrow it down to... maybe I'll keep three. What did you have?
I had... I keep going back to the scene, but the scene after where Jude and Tommy on the studio when she leaves her date with Shay.
I had that too. I just thought it was, like, classic, like, Jommy content.
Yeah.
Where they're just, like, looking at each other. There's all the little looks and...
All the little looks and the invasion of personal space and the quotes. And I'm just like, damn it, my Jommy heart.
Yeah, I had that too. But I also had another Jommy moment where Tommy is pleading with Jude to apologize to Shay. Yeah. And he just, like, stares at her.
He's like, please, I really need this record.
And Jude's face, and then Tommy's face after she agrees. Just, I love it. But then also I thought what was really iconic is the mashup between Jude and Shay, between the two studios.
Yeah.
I just love how that was filmed. I thought it was really cool.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe we'll keep all three.
Yes, I think we keep all three.
Okay, let's get into most likely two.
All right.
Who is most likely to go bungee jumping?
I'm going to say Kat.
Oh, okay. Or maybe Shay.
Yeah.
Because he's like that kind of reckless attitude with women. Maybe he has a reckless attitude with adventure.
Yes.
Oh. Well, that was our recap for episode 105. You can't always get what you want. Next week, we are recapping 106, Kiss Me Deadly.
Yes.
I think we're going to get a lot of Jude and Shay content coming up.
Yes.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in, as always. And we'd love to know what you think about our recaps. Like, let us know if you like what we're doing, if you think we can change something, if you want something else included. You can message us on Instagram and Twitter, and you can even email us as well. All the links are in the show notes to this episode. Tune in next week.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to The Breakdown, an Instant Star Rewatch podcast. The Breakdown was produced by me, Chloe, and Neon Network Production. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter, and listen to all episodes of The Breakdown on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. See you next time.